What is up, you guys? Welcome back, After Buzzers, to the after show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. We are here talking season 16, episode 10, titled Heavy Metal. Of course, Khloe has got a medal in all the family drama, and Kim continues her fight with psoriasis. So stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV's after show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. We are here every week to give you the lowdown of what's going on with this family.
Yeah.
We can hardly keep up ourselves.
Yes.
But we are so excited talking Heavy Metal season 16, episode 10. A lot went down. I mean, Khloe is just continuing to meddle and meddle. And I love the photo shoot with Winnie Harlow and Kim.
Yes.
Absolutely love that. We're going to be talking all that and more. And then, of course, spilling all the tea, because we've always got it for you, in our segment for news and gossip. We've got a lot to talk about. China's back in the mix, but when is she not? And then, of course, we're voting on our favorite Instagram photo of the week in our segment titled Gram Glam. So stick around for the entire segment. I am joined by my lovely panel. We have the beautiful Rachel Robillard.
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
And the very handsome and studious Howard the Third.
Hello, everybody. Nice to be seen. Nice to be heard.
Yes, and I'm your host, Dakota T. Jones. And let's get it popping. We've got a lot to cover. Let's get it popping. So, let's talk about Kim first, because she's been struggling with this psoriasis for so long. I think a lot of times we can kind of forget that she is struggling with this, because we're like, she's got the perfect life, you know? We don't see it a lot, but we see now that she covers it with a lot of body makeup. I'm surprised that there's not more photos that come out from the paparazzi where they try to really zoom in or like,
right?
You know, because there's still, I mean, I would assume some texture to it to where you could see it underneath the body makeup, but were you surprised to see this storyline come back around?
Well, because she's been dealing with this for quite some time now, and I'm really glad that she's able to open up about her insecurities. And it just goes to show that everyone has them. Even though if you're rich and famous, you still have those insecurities. And so she actually canceled the photo shoot because of her psoriasis flare-up. And I just am really happy she's bringing awareness to it and just talking about it.
Definitely. I mean, I was very shocked to see a psoriasis machine. I didn't know they had that. I was like, wow, Kim. Like, look at you go. And then the tease. I really want to know if the tease and the machine actually helped. If it didn't help, like, was she able to clear it up? And then I also saw on her social media how she was using her own body makeup. Like, now she's making her own, which is like, okay, a good PR move.
Absolutely.
It looks great, but I mean, I'm glad she's talking about it. At least it, like, normalizes. I guess that's not a word. Normalizes her?
Yeah, normalizes her.
Okay.
It makes her human. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was interesting with the psoriasis machine. She was sitting there, like, just puts it in her pants and is like, just going to. And then she takes it off of that and puts
it
right
on
her
face.
Right?
I'm like, all right.
Oh, my gosh. I was just like, oh, my. Okay.
You do you, girl.
She does it.
Do you.
Yeah. But she does see this medical medium, which I thought was an interesting
choice. He said nothing's in her head. Like, okay. Like, maybe he'd say different about me if he were doing that with my head. But it's like, wow. And then Kanye about his heart.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you've got to be careful with your heart. And he goes, oh, fried chicken. I'm like, oh, same.
It was kind of cool. It was kind of cool to see him, like, in a good mood, though. He was in a really good mood.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, doing this whole, like, thing.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, you're like, oh,
I was like, what is that? And I wonder if that even helped. Like,
no, ma'am.
gain anything from that?
Like, I don't know. I mean, maybe he does, but this whole celery juice was his grand conclusion. Was like, I know what's gonna fix this. I just want to know how that tastes, for one.
Seriously,
I can't taste amazing, but that and the teas and everything that she's got going on, it seems like none of it's really worked, because it doesn't have a cure, right? So does it help subside some of the side effects? I'm not really sure.
I think it's more like the flare-ups. Like, they'll get there will be days that it looks worse than others, and it's a lot of it's based on stress.
Yeah.
A lot of stress-induced will make flare-ups happen, and just, like, taking care of yourself, working out, eating healthy. So she's doing all the right things, but she has a lot on her plate.
She does.
A mom of four, and she's going to the White House. She has her own company. She has her own reality show. She has so much going on that that's probably why she's having these flare-ups.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. What did you think of the collab, though, between Kim and Winnie? Do you think that was nice for her to be able to?
I love that. Yes, definitely. I was like, oh, you know, kudos to you, Winnie, and kudos to you, Kim. And it was just so nice to hear what Nora said. I was like, she's so beautiful. And Winnie is such a beautiful girl.
She is.
I was happy that Kim did this collab.
I am too, and I actually love how Kim talked about how it got together and how Winnie was the one who pitched it to Kim. Mm-hmm. And that just goes to show y'all that you're not going to get anything in life unless you ask, unless mm-hmm. you go for it. That's Winnie's true. The one that approached Kim and, like, hey, let's do a collab for KKW Beauty. So you go, Winnie. Mm-hmm. The worst thing you can do is so many people fear rejection, and all you got to do is just put yourself out there. The worst that can happen is a no, but that's... All right, a no is just like an opportunity for a different path. So
yeah, yes, go Winnie. Rachel, such a good
okay.
word.
All right, there's a few phone calls I need to make right now.
Yeah,
I'm going to be asking a few people a few things.
Yes,
but I thought it was so nice to see. Yeah, that she really was just the one to be like, hey, can we do this? Because otherwise, if she never would have, she would have never gotten to do this. Obviously, yeah. she has a lot of followers and has a great. Platform and is just so inspiring to a lot of people, and I can see how Kim would see how inspirational she is and want that in her brand. But I'm just like, I'm happy that she did it, and I'm happy that they got to work together, because yeah, I love seeing people's dreams come true, and I'm sure it was a big dream for her to be able to work with Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But on another note, I'd like to talk about this whole Kendall Courtney situation. I mean, this mammoth trip, they went to go ski. Apparently Courtney was doing the most, trying to be cool and put Kendall down, which honestly I can definitely see happening, because I know that Courtney loves to be hanging out with the young kids, and it seems like she's real flirty with Kendall's mm-hmm. guy friends, and I think that Courtney,
definitely flirty, because we all know Courtney loves them younger.
Okay.
I know.
But I ain't mad at her, though.
I'm just like, why do you have to, like, prey on Kendall's friends? You know, like, if you have to, like, rob some 18, 19-year-olds, like, oh at least do it in your own... friend group or your own, you know, Kendall's friends.
Kendall has the cutest friends. I mean, it just has to happen. I mean, she's a model. She hangs out with model type friends.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead. I ain't mad at her because Spy or Faye, you can call me.
Yeah.
Joe, sir. Okay, yeah. But don't work out with Courtney.
Yeah. Howard made us rewind to get his name. Like, wait, how'd you spell that?
F-E-I-F-A-I.
What's your handle?
Like, definitely be creeping around Instagram.
Up. Yeah, Howard's followed him for sure on all of his accounts. So we see that Kendall invites the friends over for dinner. Courtney makes an appearance, and it's just awkward. And I feel bad for Kendall. She's trying to have a dinner with her friends, and Courtney's got to come in and be cool. And yeah, I don't know. I love Courtney, but I'm just like, honey.
But also, her sense of humor is so different than Kendall's, and that's where they clash. Although they're sisters, half-sisters, technically, they're not the same person when it comes to jokes, and how Kendall's gets very offended with the jokes that Courtney has been, you know, saying to her. And I feel like there's just a difference. Like, I can take a joke, but I can't take a joke that is, like, disrespectful, that's, like, disguised as disrespect. Like, there's just a difference between that, and I think that's why Kendall's like, hey, like, I don't like how you're saying that, because it's rude. Like, you're just being rude to me. And so that's just where what they got to work out. And bless Chloe for getting in the middle.
Oh,
she was trying
gosh.
To be a good sister.
She tried.
Chloe
she really
was just
tried.
Trying to, like, all right, y'all should talk. Let's do this. And then, oh, are we in third grade? Oh, gosh.
I know. Oh, like, Chloe gosh. Had it together Courtney. And was like, I don't know. Chloe had it together, was being, like, good with everything. But then once she sat both of them down, Chloe kind of got a little heated. And then it kind of became more of a tantrum. And then... I think Chloe meant well, but then she kind of got sucked into the whole drama of it.
Yeah, she did.
But she tried, but that didn't work out.
Yeah.
But they, you know, Kendall and Courtney made up separately on their own terms, and then decided to trick Chloe and throw potatoes at her. And I was like, because that's the mature thing to do.
Oh my gosh, they're a mess. But I'm glad they were able to at least come together and be like, we can squash this. It was really nothing.
Yeah.
Let's have fun.
Yeah. Speaking of fun, though, I was having so much fun looking at the inside of Kylie Cosmetics headquarters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Getting an inside look was so cool and exciting, and I want to, like, work there. I don't know
Seriously.
What she'd have me do, but I'll mop the floors. Like, call me.
Yeah.
But it was so cool, and I was like, wow, this is such a dream come true for Kylie, because she's having her own office. She has an empire. I don't know how often Kylie actually shows up to the office.
Right.
So I'm like, let Chris have the bigger space if she needs it, because Chris is probably there a lot more.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Chris has her own office elsewhere. Like, exactly. Where's her real office? I feel like she just
remember
wants
to she has that house. Yeah. I mean, the apartment.
Yeah.
So it's like, Chris, you don't really need all this space. You could just work from your actual other office. And I'm pretty sure she has her Jenna Communications somewhere in Calabasas, too. So I'm like, girl, you got three or four offices, Chris. Like,
pick
one. Kylie had her do her thing.
Yeah.
Get a room in Kylie's office, and that's it.
I just thought it was hilarious, all the photos of Chris on the walls and stuff.
I loved
just
it. A mess. I loved it.
I was like, okay, sure. Chris Cosmetics. But did you think it was out of line for Kylie to be upset at the parking spot that Chris took?
I think Kylie should have the parking spot she wants.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's her name on the door.
Seriously.
It's hers.
I know. But I mean...
Chris.
I don't know.
She is Kylie billionaire Jenner, so...
I know.
She gets what she wants.
But her mother is older, and her mother probably needs a place that's a little closer to the door, so that way... You know, she's older.
You know, she's not that old.
Like,
she's only in her 60s.
She has two legs. She can walk.
Save your mother 25 steps. I mean, the respect.
Chris, go to SWAT 15 and enjoy your day.
Okay, all right. So Chris is basically thrown out of Kylie Cosmetics' office. Kylie had no mercy. She's like changing things up a bit, taking control. And Chris's office is in the common space with all of the common folks.
That was hilarious.
She has to work with all the locals.
Yes.
And it was so funny to see her just be like, I can't do this. I'm out of here. And she called.
Called her the B word.
Called her the B word. Said mother trucker.
Yeah.
Said a-hole. Like, it was just like tearing Kylie a new one.
Chris was upset.
And I don't think I've ever seen her call one of her daughter's names like that.
Yeah, but it was playful.
Right.
It wasn't like, I think, it was the connotation of it.
But it either way, Kylie apologized with 24 Krispy Kreme donuts, which, someone who wants to make me mad. Actually, there's someone that I can think of in my mind right
that
now.
That owes you some
that owes me
donuts.
24 Krispy Kreme donuts.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
All right.
Anyhow, I thought that that was just kind of a fun way to kind of tie in some stuff on the episode. It was like a cute, funny storyline to kind of combat the serious undertones with the psoriasis and like the sad fighting and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But that kind of meddles up the episode.
Yeah.
It was a good one. I really liked this one. I thought it was fun, playful. But I know that next week is going to be nuts.
Nuts.
Oh, my gosh. Finally, we get to see Chloe's reaction to this whole Tristan situation.
I'm ready.
I will be sitting right there with you guys, popcorn in hand.
Oh, yeah.
Water on desk, ready to soak this in.
I know. I want to see what's going to go down. And I feel like they kind of possibly sped up the process a little bit because I know a lot of times whenever something happens we don't see it for like 6 or 7 months.
Right.
And the fact that we're like getting some of this Jordan Woods Tristan cheating scandal only a few months after, I'm like, okay, they sped up this so we can see it.
They've had to because this is the hot topic. They know that this is what's going to get the views.
The views.
Especially with Chloe speaking her truth, which we're going to talk about, you know, in our tea session.
Yep.
But they had to speed this up.
Yeah, absolutely. But you guys, that wraps up the episode, but we have a lot of tea to spill, and we will get into that in just a second. But first, we wanted to say thank you guys so much for letting us do this every week. We have so much fun. The views have been insane, so thank you for that. And Howard has some exciting things to tell you all.
Of course. I mean, like Dakota said, we want to thank you guys so much. But before we get into our topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we need your help. Yes, you out there. Please make sure you like, you comment, you subscribe to all of our different channels. If there's a favorite show we have on our channel that you just enjoy, make sure you like that and put a little comment in there. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV is just so wonderful for all of us. We truly enjoy speaking to you guys week after week, show after show, and we want to keep doing that, but we need that help from you. So make sure you leave those comments and those 5 stars.
We love you guys.
Love
we
you.
Love we
you.
Absolutely love you.
Bye-bye.
Something that fans, Bible. Something that fans, though, did not like. Twitter was having a fit about this. But Kylie Jenner threw a handmaid's tale themed birthday party for Stassi.
Yeah, for Stassi.
Twitter was not having it. For those of you who are unaware of the series, it portrays a dystopian society in which infertile married couples of high status enslave fertile women and subject them to monthly rapes in order to get them pregnant.
Ooh.
I had no idea about this show. I did not know a thing about it. So,
I mean, I knew a little bit about it, but
yeah, same. I know about it. I've seen the billboards. I know friends who watch it, but it's hard. This is hard because it's it's one of their favorite TV shows. So it's just like them having a birthday party that's SpongeBob themed. Like that's that was their mindset. But it's a little
it's a little tough because you know her heart was in the right spot.
Yeah.
It's just
you don't think that she was like, let's throw this party because I was obviously very fertile and like
her,
I feel like some of her friends are moms. Mm-hmm. So is it like, oh my gosh, this is so funny. A few of us had a baby in the same year. Like we're so fertile. Like let's throw a party.
I don't know. I don't think so. Stassi, I think she just liked the show.
Yeah, I think it was more of like the show situation.
Okay. I feel like a lot of people were upset because they thought that's the direction she was taking it, but I don't think she would have any malicious intent.
No. I don't think it was a malicious intent. No. Mm-mm. But this is a great conversation because I feel like all the, like for Halloween, how people dress up and like into costumes like these and people just give side eye just based on what you're wearing costume wise. And really, it's meant to be a fan. They're a fan of the show. That's why they did it. But sometimes it just comes off negatively when that kind of controversial thing happens.
Yeah, girl. Yeah. That's wasn't a good look.
I don't know if that's a good...
Yeah, stick to SpongeBob.
Stick to SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
Yes. Safe. It's very safe.
It's very safe. But Tristan has not been very safe lately. So Chloe actually wanted to clarify things on her Instagram account this week. And we have the pull up here. I'm going to read it to y'all too. And she speaks her truth. She types out, I met Tristan because he chose to go on a blind date with me. A mutual friend set us up. After going on some dates, Tristan told me that he had an ex that was pregnant. Obviously, I was reluctant about us continuing to date or start a relationship. He pleaded with me that the relationship was over long before we met. He had me talk with his most inner circle. He showed me physical proof, correspondence between the two, and had me on calls with his lawyers to prove his point. His best friends, business associates, and even his mother told me him and his ex were broken up before we met. This is my truth, the truth that I believed and trusted. If for any reason this is not, in fact, the truth, I am so completely and utterly sorry that Tristan and his inner circle would lie on something like this. I pray my truth is in fact that. Lord knows I pray, but now I really don't know what to believe. Truthfully, from the deepest parts of my soul, I am sorry. I'm so sorry for any pain that has been created either way. No woman deserves to go through anything like this. This is my truth.
Gosh.
Whoa.
I mean, I'm glad she's speaking up about it and telling, you know, her side of the story. I believe her. In this instance,
I
know a lot of people will kind of like, I don't know if they believe her or not, but I believe her, you know? And how could you not, like, go forward with the relationship, especially if everybody's coming to you telling you, like, this man's single, he's okay?
Yeah.
It's just tough.
It really is. It's just, it breaks my heart because it's like when families are involved and kids are involved and it's just a lot. It's a lot of people that you're involving and hurting, and it's not just like one decision that affects just you. It's like a whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. So it's really sad when you involve a lot of people.
Yeah. Mm. And you got to look at patterns and how Tristan is just continuously lying. So I can see how, I'm single. Yes, I have a baby coming along with my ex, but she's an ex, so we can do us. Mm-hmm. And you want so bad to believe the person you love. And that's where a lot of emotions come into play because Chloe loves Tristan so much in that moment, like really wanting to be together, and you're going to believe that person. But in reality, no! I mean, we'll go into details about his ex coming soon, but it's like, what the heck?
People use a lot of words, is what I've recently learned. People will use all the words. They'll shower you with everything you want to hear.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you think that, we're going to have a future together. They adore me. They're saying all the right things. And then the truth comes out, or they just stop talking to you.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for my 2 dozen Krispy Kreme donuts.
Okay.
Let's move on.
We all are.
Next on the docket.
Moving on. So Kylie and Jordan Woods allegedly had a brief talk at a friend's birthday party at a nightclub, maybe Stassi's birthday party. And so we need a little proof of this talk because people were saying that they encountered and that they were hanging out. And I just don't know. I mean, how do you guys think this conversation went?
I think it was probably like, oh, hi, how are you? Good. How are you? Good. Okay.
That's what I think. Like a very brief, like, oh, you look good. How stormy. Okay, I'll see you around town. Like, that's it.
That's awkward that they were both invited.
Yeah. I think they're friends, y'all. I think this is a friend until the episode comes out that the cheating scandal happened. But I still feel like they're talking.
I think so, too.
I really, I
hook Jordan up to the lie detector test.
Yeah. I want to know.
I definitely think
we need
they're
proof.
Talking. Yeah.
Receipts.
Yeah.
Give us receipts, please. We have some receipts in this next topic, though. Mm-hmm. Because according to court documents obtained by Radar Online, Tristan's ex, Jordan Craig, claims that Tristan bribed her to stay single. Ooh. When he was dipping and doing it with Chloe and all of his side chicks, he supposedly paid Jordan not the Jordan that you guys are thinking, not Jordan Woods, paid this other Jordan $112,000 to not date any men. So did she date women? Loophole.
No, but that's crazy to, like, keep her on hold like that.
That's honestly disgusting.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Paying her to be single. Paying her to basically stay out of the spotlight, take care of my kid.
Is that the mother of his...
Yeah, that's the first baby mama of his son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, interesting. And okay. I know that he said that money wasn't really to pay her to be single, but to be like, oh, you can't have other men around. But it's kind of like, you pay me to be single, sir.
But
like,
she took the money, so.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not look at her
maybe
as
she
if
wasn't
she's
getting,
a saint.
Maybe she wasn't getting child support or something. Maybe she was like, this is my only time to have child support.
That's true. She needs to be able to take care of the baby, so desperate measures.
Because I don't think they were in the courts when it was happening, so she's probably like, let me get this for the baby, have it in my back pocket, call it a day.
Yeah, but that's just very controlling, very manipulating. Who are you to tell me that I can and cannot date someone or, like, to be with other people and... That's just, we're not together, so you can't tell me what to do. So
true.
I just think that's very disrespectful and why Tristan thinks he has the audacity to say, no, you can't do that. I don't want you, I'm going to pay you so you don't. That's sticky, y'all. That's sticky.
Messy. Mm-hmm. Messy.
Messy boots.
That is messy boots. Yes. Well, Kris Jenner posted a throwback yearbook photo this week of Kendall and Kylie, and she mentioned how she misses doing their hair in the mornings.
Aww.
And I just love this picture.
I think it's
so cute.
I know. I love the pigtails with Kendall.
Yeah. Aww.
Look at their innocence. They're so... They have no idea. They're about... Kylie's going to be a billionaire.
Exactly.
Kendall's going to be a top model.
I know.
I have no idea.
No, Kendall looks the same. I love her. I love Kendall.
Yeah.
She's adorable.
Oh. Well, speaking of Kendall still, Kendall supports her dad, as she still calls Caitlyn Jenner, doing Pride Week, with a quote saying, "You've got a new person to love. It's kind of blessing in disguise." I mean, there they are, just having a great old time. Caitlyn, who was formerly known as Bruce, you know, is living her best life. Kendall's right there to support her, and I love the family dynamic.
I think Caitlyn has kind of been out of the spotlight and out of, like, the public family setting for a while now. And so seeing Caitlyn be able to, I think Caitlyn attended someone's birthday party, or maybe it was, like, the Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
And then having Caitlyn to be able to be at Kylie's launch for Kylie Skin and a few other things like that, it was kind of nice to see Caitlyn around because it is still the girl's dad. And
right.
So I love that Caitlyn is still able to be around. And even though there's some, I don't know about unmendable, but some messy things happening with the family, at least she's able to be there for her daughter, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always nice.
And speaking of Pride, did y'all notice on, you know, E, it has on the corner on the right side, it was all rainbow in celebration of Pride in today's episode.
I saw that.
I loved that. I thought that was really cool.
So,
cute. Happy Pride Month. Yeah, and happy Father's Day, too.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Caitlyn Jenner, it's Father's Day, so happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, you guys. So in light of Lamar Odom's new book coming out, Chloe, surprisingly, I guess, supports it by saying, I guess he posted this long Instagram caption, which I'm not going to read, but you guys can pause it and check it out. But Chloe commented by saying, "Look at God. Congrats, Lammy. Keep shining." So I guess Chloe has made peace with maybe some of the situations that Lamar talks about in the book, maybe, and is just wanting Lamar to be able to get over the things that happened and be able to live a better life. And I really hope that Lamar is able to do that for real this time.
Yeah, this is huge. Chloe is endorsing Lamar Odom's book.
Yeah.
This is huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Chloe's going to be mentioned in the book.
Oh, yeah.
And this is actually really great that Lamar has obviously shown her. That's why she's saying, okay, this is great, because Caitlin didn't do that for Chris. And that's where a lot of their controversy is coming from, because Caitlin did not show Chris, like, hey, I'm writing about you and this is what I'm saying.
Right.
It's when the book came out, that's when Chris reads it and, like, excuse me. So I'm glad that they're able to talk it out before the book gets distributed. I'm reading it. Are y'all reading it?
No.
I'm ready for this book.
I mean... Tell us about it, Rachel.
Yeah, I will let y'all know.
We'll give you a segment on the show where you explain some of the crazy stuff that happened. Book club with Rachel.
Yes. No, I'm excited. I mean, because he's had quite the journey, quite the ups and downs, and just... I want to see what he's at. And I bet he's going to go into a lot of reflection and... I know Chloe's going to be mentioned. Let's see what happens. I'll keep y'all updated.
Please do. Please do. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I'm actually going to update y'all a little bit on Rob. Uh-oh. So, and yeah, Rob has a new Instagram. We all know that now. So we like see what's going on with Rob. It's on Jenner Communications, run by Jenner Communications. I think that's great. So Rob actually denies Blac Chyna from showing Dream in her new reality show. In a legal letter to Chyna, it states, should the Zeus Network proceed with releasing any episodes of the series or related materials containing Dream's likeness, it will be acting as its own personal and...
Peril
and exposing itself to significant liability.
Yikes.
So Rob wants Dream not affiliated whatsoever with Blac Chyna's new reality show.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
That's interesting.
I don't blame him, though, because we see some of the previews where Chyna's all being all up in her mom's face and vice versa and the foul language and the just, like... It's honestly just, like, when you look at it, you're just like, oh, like, cringe. This is just not normal. They've had a bad time together, and I get that you have to work through that, but I just think it comes across really trashy when you just throw that much out there on television. And you know they're playing it up for the cameras and stuff, and I'm just like, I mean, it's not the same thing as, like, a Keeping Up with the Kardashians where it's, like, funny, petty drama. This is, like, it's a lot. And I don't know if... You know, Rob wants that kind of negativity around his daughter. Yeah.
I understand. But, I mean, Chyna is still, you know, the Dream's mother. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if Chyna wants Dream on the show, she should have her on the show. The same way Rob had Dream on Kardashians, because Rob is Dream's dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, who is he to say, like, hey, Chyna, I don't want our daughter on the show. But it was fine when you were on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
So. Exactly. I feel like since it's not an E! Network show, no. Like, what? Okay, so if Dream can be on Keeping with the Kardashians and all the E! Things, let Blac Chyna have her on her show. Because Blac Chyna even said on her story that this is, or no, she posted on like an actual post, but she's like, this is about my life and my kids are a big part of my life, so I want my kids to be a part of the show.
You're right.
I get it. And that's what the girls do on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So,
yeah,
that's true.
Let her do it.
I mean, it's true. I mean, still sticking with Chyna. Chyna wishes Rob would have had a simple adult conversation with him regarding Dream's participation in the show. She would never subject Dream to long hours on set or have her present for her and her mother's fights, Chyna's mother's fights. And it's just like, you know, Rob, lay off a little bit. Like, calm down. You know, she's not working long set. She's not a child actress. She's just here. She's just being Chyna's daughter.
And Chyna was upset because allegedly they did not ask to have Dream's birthday party all over.
Oh, true.
Keeping up. So I see both sides of the coin. I just think that Dream being on a show like The Real Life of Blac Chyna is a little bit... I just don't think that anything involving Blac Chyna is going to be anything positive for her daughter.
I just don't think Blac Chyna needs a reality show at this point in her
she
life.
She doesn't need to have any spotlight endorsing what she is as a person.
I'm not mad at Chyna getting her coin.
I don't like her.
Shady boots.
I don't.
She's changing, shady boots.
She's changing her life. I'll, you know, stick up for Chyna on this subject.
She's changing
but
her
she's
life.
She's changing her life around.
How
she
so?
Wants to be seen as Angela, her real name. You know, she's trying to give us this show to let us know she's moving in a different direction. But she's still got a touch of Chyna in her.
A touch?
A lot.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
when
you know
it comes
what?
To Tokyo.
I will maybe watch an episode or two, depending on if I have to pay to watch it. I'm not.
I say try to get your coin, girl.
Yeah,
you're good TV to me.
I mean, it is entertaining to watch, but mm-hmm. when it's reality and you're seeing that this is actually who this is as a person, it makes me really sad. Mm. It makes me really sad for her kids because her kids deserve to grow up in a stable family with someone who is not gonna be crazy and choke out Rob with like a phone cord. I don't know.
It's two sides. Rob's a little crazy himself.
He is. I wish. Yeah. What Kim rescue?
Kim
rescue.
I know. Chloe rescue everybody.
Please. Like. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway. My bad.
Yeah.
So ending it on a more positive note. North and Penelope celebrate both of their birthdays with a
yes.
Candyland themed birthday party. It was so cute. North
so
is
cute.
6 now. Penelope is 7.
Where is the time going?
Okay.
Wow.
Penelope looks so like mature. Like
right.
It's the haircut.
Yeah.
Where's JoJo Siwa?
I feel like JoJo like, should have been there.
JoJo should have been there.
Oh my gosh. You know, it still bothers me a little bit that they celebrate their birthdays together.
Really?
I kind of really wish that each girl would have their own separate birthdays. Maybe they're going to wait till they get to their teens or preteens, like 11 or 12. But I kind of want the girls to have their own separate thing. Mm. You know, and just it's kind of like Nor should be able to do whatever she wants to do. Penelope should have her own thing. I think it's cute, but maybe in a few years they should separate them.
I think they're just so close that they have a blast with that. I mean, that one year was like the mermaid, you know, that came to the party. And it seems like every year they go above and beyond. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like,
they do.
If they go above and beyond, it's like they're getting 10 birthdays at once. You know, like, whose birthday party is ever that extravagant, you know? So, I mean, I can see how they'd be like, you know what? The girls love each other. They, like, I could see them sitting down with the girls and being like, so what do you want your birthday party to be?
Right.
We have this idea. We have some, you know, designers that are going to show you some photos. You know, like, I can see them really just being like, how do you want your party to go? And giving them kind of some say and be like, I want a chocolate fountain. I want this. Like, I can just see it. I can see it. And I just think, I wish I could have a birthday like that.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. But I feel like North would be like, when she sees Saint's birthday, because Saint's going to have his own birthday, and then China's going to, I mean, not China, but Chicago's going to have hers.
Yeah.
North is going to be like, okay, I want my own.
I could see that, too. Mm-hmm. At a certain age, you're right. I think she could be like, I don't want to celebrate with Penelope. I want it to be about me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, who knows?
It's right around the corner. Or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. But you guys know what time it is. We are going to be voting on our favorite Instagram photos of the week in our segment titled Gram Glam. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's like me whenever I walk out of the studio here in a little bit.
Yeah, paparazzi.
I know.
They just won't leave me alone. I'm telling you what.
Coming down the sidewalk.
But here is Kim in our first photo. I love this sweater. I want it so
bad. Yeah, it's cute.
Lucky me. She looks great.
Look at that cat eye. Okay, okay.
All right.
I like the short hair, too.
Speaking of short hair, Kris Jenner's hair was trending on Twitter for a little bit during the episode.
Who knew that was a thing?
Yeah, her hair was a lot longer than the typical.
It was different. I don't know.
Do you like it?
I didn't like that.
Didn't you say Chloe sent out a tweet about it?
Yes. Chloe was like, do you guys like my mom's hair or not? And a lot of people were like, no.
No, ma'am. I was like, no. Our next photo is of Court. She looks stunning in this.
She looks good.
Beautiful.
You guys know that there's always that one room in the house where when you go up next to that window, it's over for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Happens to be my room, luckily, with like my window is like the place in the house where
the
people
place.
Go.
Yeah, her lips. Lips look a little plump.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I like the necklace.
I really like that choker is cute.
You can always you always need a good choker. So next photo is of Chloe.
Oh,
I think this is like funny because I love this photo for one.
Yeah, it's hot.
But do you guys remember when Kim did a similar shoot where she was like in the sand with like dirt all over her body.
Oh yes,
it was like the original photos for Kim's app before it
came
out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I feel like this is very much like that, but I like it a lot, and I love that it's the black and white with the swimsuit. I think she looks great, but I love this. I love this look.
That's cute.
You go, hot mama.
All right, Fendi.
Fendi, and of course we have Kendall. This is little Kendall with formerly Bruce, now Caitlin. She said, happy Father's Day.
Aww.
And I think this is a very cute photo. I was trying to look for a more, like, sexy photo of Kendall to, like, put up in the running for this week's Gram Glam, but she didn't post much this past week. So this is what we had, and I think it's absolutely adorable, very touching photo.
It's so cute.
And lastly, we have Kylie killing it as a mother. Little baby Stormy, so cute. I want to say, I love Stormy shoes.
I know.
Yes, so cute. Look at Kylie giving face while holding the baby.
I know.
Stormy's getting so big.
She is.
So big. Crazy. And beautiful.
Yeah. She's gorgeous. All right. Well, you guys, this is going to be a tough time. And I guess on the count of three, we're all going to yell out the name of the person we think is going to win. All right?
Okay.
So, you guys know who you want?
Yep.
Three, two, one.
Kylie. Oh, you're Chloe?
Chloe.
Kylie.
So you two are both Kylie?
Kylie, yeah. Why would you do Chloe?
I just love that swimsuit photo. Sometimes you just gotta thought it out. And
true.
I loved
Thirst trap.
Okay. Chloe's trying to get a new man.
Yeah.
Go ahead, girl.
But she looked great. Why'd you guys pick Kylie?
Yeah, why'd you pick Kylie?
I love Kylie. I mean, she's giving us face in this photo. And plus, it's so cute with Stormy. And I just feel like Kylie's a good mom, you know?
Yeah.
And I just, I don't know, I love their connection. Their mother-daughter connection.
I know. I do too. And I love how Kylie's still posting pictures of Stormy, because there was a time where she's like, I'm not going to post any more pictures of my baby Stormy. Everyone's going crazy, but I'm glad she got out of that. Now she's posting. And also, I want to talk about what else is in that photo, and that being that gold bathtub. That gold bathtub in the back of... Pull this up one more time, y'all. There's a bathtub on the left corner. It's her bathtub. And a lot of people were going off on this on Instagram being like, wait, that's goals. Like, that. I just want the bathtub.
Wow.
It's just the most ideal. Like, whoa. Like,
that's
okay.
That's crazy.
Kylie billionaire Jenner.
Wait, you guys don't have a gold bathtub?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Do you?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, I'm coming over. I'll bring my bath bombs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. Let's. Like, we could have, like, our swimsuits on and just have a party.
It's just like the Lord and Lady.
Oh, wow.
See? Yeah. The cool little, that people were going crazy on the bathtub.
Yeah, so next week, the podcast will be the Lord and the Lady.
The Lord and the Lady.
Lords and the Lady.
Yes.
And we're all going to be in my bathtub with our microphones.
Yeah, just like Scott and Chloe did when they were in Miami.
Gosh, I loved that.
Oh my God.
The little floaties and stuff. Oh, I love that. Well, you guys, another recap has come to an end, and we just want to say thank you guys so much for watching and recapping with us. Of course, we will be here next week to talk all of that crazy Jordan Woods drama. We're going to be reliving it all over again.
Can't wait.
Flashbacks, man. I can't.
Let's do it.
We were getting over it. No, ma'am.
No.
We are not. but in the meantime, where can everyone find you all on social media?
Yes, you can find me all at Howard III on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I also do another show on Sundays on our sister channel, Black Hollywood Live, called Back to Reality with Nakia, and that's on 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so check me out there.
Yes, thank y'all so much for tuning in. My name is Rachel Robillard, and y'all can follow me on Instagram at @Rach_Robillard.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. I just released a cover of Lewis Capaldi's Someone You Love, so check that out on YouTube. And then, of course, on Tuesday, it's the season 2 premiere of Freeform's Good Trouble, and I believe we have a special guest or two, so make sure you stay tuned for that. We love you guys, and we will keep up with you next time.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.